Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 16. And these are the words of Jesus. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen or of this fold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. In that beautiful scripture, I like that, that one day we will be led by Jesus physically in the millennium, and there'll be one flock and one shepherd. Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, prayerfully we need to bring people in to the sheepfold. That's what Jesus is calling, right? He says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold, other sheep. And I must bring them also. Jesus is saying, I must. He's building his church. I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will bring the sheep. I will bring the souls. I will build my church. I will purify my bride. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. I am the bread of life. I am the bread. I am the wine. I am the true living waters. That's what Jesus is saying. It is him. But what we need to do as people of God, we need to bring them in, into the house of God. I was listening to a beautiful song, and it says, hark the shepherd's voice I hear, out on the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Who'll go and help the shepherd kind, help him, the wandering one to find? Who'll bring the lost ones to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high, hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go, find my sheep, wherever they be. And then the chorus says, bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. It's a mandate. The commission, the great commission that Jesus has given to you and to me, is to bring the sheep into his fold, and wherever they are, that we will go find them, bring them, and get them sheltered in the house of God. So, what are we going to do? We're going to pray. We're going to ask, Lord, Lord, show me that person. Whom you want me to meet? Whom do you want me to pray with? Whom do you want me to share my testimony with? And the Lord will bring that person to cross your path, and you'll be able to guide them into the sheepfold of Jesus. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord loves you dearly. More than your pastor, he loves you. More than the elders and the leaders, he loves you. More than your own family, he loves you. He cares about you, and he desires that you will be found in the sheepfold, sheltered and protected from the cold, sheltered and protected from the wild one. That God will be alone glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Abba, Father, we humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. We acknowledge that you are our Lord, you are our God, you are our Savior, you are a deliverer, you are a redeemer, you are a healer, you are a provider, you are a protector. Lord, we acknowledge that without you, we cannot succeed. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. And I pray that even today, you will bless us as your people. We are your heritage. We are your inheritance. We are your children, O Father God, and we bless you and we love you. I pray that even today, you will perfect everything that concerneth our lives. You will bless us. You will lead us. You will guide us. You will guard us. O Father God, you lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. You will, O Father, lead us in all truth and righteousness. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. I release your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Spirit of God, brood upon them, live in them, bless them, and guide them, and prosper them in every area of their lives. And let Jesus be alone exalted, O Father. Lord God Almighty, peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, because for by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed, and healing is the birthright of the children of God. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you, and we give you the glory and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.